Doctors Reiner Grobe and Charles Hsu of Illinois State University's Physics Department say the home devices may detect problems that require a doctor's attention or allay fears of a tumor, thanks to a new approach to the science of imaging. Grobe and Hsu are currently working on that technology. Dr. Hsu says laser imaging promises to be safer than x-rays.
X-ray is more harmful to human tissues. Multiple exposure to x-rays frequently can be deadly to tissues, and that's why laser lights are much safer.
Dr. Hsu, do you think this is eventually going to replace x-rays, or will it be used in conjunction with x-rays?
It will probably be used in conjunction with x-rays. The dream will be to have a checkup every day by yourself with this new device. And once you have an alarm turned on, then you will go into the hospital and do a more high resolution x-ray scans.
You're envisioning an at-home laser imaging device?
That would be the dream, yes.
Dr. Grobe, how does a laser create an image?
Laser light does not stay along a straight path inside the medium like x-ray does, but it constantly changes its direction. But then after a while, it has to leave the human tissue. And then the dream is that we can interpret the light as it comes out, with having all these various directions to retrace back whether the laser light has gone through a spatial region where the tumor was. So the photons, the light particles, actually know whether they have gone through a cancerous region within the tissue or not. But it's, of course, our dream and challenge to get this information out of the scattered light, because the photons know it somehow, but we don't have the means yet to find it out yet.
Do you need a special camera in order to detect the photons?
Yeah, of course, the light needs to be detected, and there are various parameters which control the light. One direction we have been looking at is to change the strength of the laser light periodically in time and use this kind of modulation frequency as a controllable parameter. So you need some special detectors then to measure this kind of intensity modulated light, and then it's up to computers to interpret these complicated data.
Right now, people are listening to us through their radios because we have modulated our voices on a carrier frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Is that similar to the way the lasers would be used?
Yeah. In some sense, it's very similar, even though there are two ways of modulating electromagnetic radiation. The one we are investigating is where the strength of the laser field, so the intensity, is modulated in time, and that contains then the valuable information for us. If you read a newspaper, then the light from each individual letter ends up directly in your eye, and you can actually see the information on that sheet of paper. But try to read the same newspaper through a glass of milk and wonder, why can't you do it? And that is exactly the mechanism which makes our life so tough and challenging, because the light coming from each letter somehow mixes up through the turbidity of the milk. And that makes it so problematic. So the dream would be to have a device which we would, maybe some goggles, put them on, and suddenly we are able to read a newspaper through a glass of milk. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I saw that in the back of a comic book. Dr. Hsu, so far there is no actual way of reading the information that comes back from the lasers that you're directing at a patient. Is that correct?
The detectors are there to ready to pick up the light signal emerging out of the sample. It is the interpretation of where the light has been that has been a puzzle.
Would this be at all similar to the way that I am looking at you, Dr. Hsu, and I see that you have a red shirt on because the red band of the spectrum is being bounced back?
Yes, the way that I'm able to see you is by detecting the light that bounces off you. So I'm detecting the reflected light from you. And from different parts of your body, it reflects different kind of light. And therefore, I'm able to also use my eyes to focus it down to image. And our brain, of course, are able to very cleverly resemble everything together to form an image of you being there. But we're trying to build this machine, basically, that works like a brain. That's the computer that helps us to reassemble this image.
Dr. Grobe, how portable do you think it could possibly turn out to be?
If you look at the size of these little devices which produce laser light, like for instance diodes, you see that they are very small. The laser sources are certainly not the problem at all. The problem, at least at the moment, is more the technology with respect to the detection of that light.
Doctors Grobe and Sood say the technology under development at their ISU lab will also use considerably less power than MRIs or other current imaging machines. They say the research is just one step toward realization of a small, portable laser imaging machine, and it may be a long time before the devices actually show up for consumers. The ISU Physics Department was recognized as the best undergraduate physics research program in the nation, according to the American Physical Society, which awarded the program the APS Undergraduate Research Prize this year. I'm Jim Brown, WGLT News.